I'm Lorraine and I'm black.
I'm Sarah and I'm Jewish. We're going back to school to learn some basic black and Jewish stuff we should totes already know.
Let's get learned up!
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Nice to see you.
Great to see you.
Nice to be here with you because we won't be seeing each other for a little while. Some of us are going on trips.
We're going on trips.
Are you going to Malawand?
I'm going to Morocco.
Oh, whoa.
Did I never tell you that?
I think you told me that I didn't know it was happening now.
I am going to Morocco with my boyfriend, my brother, my sister-in-law, their baby Maya. And it's because my brother and my sister-in-law met in Morocco.
That's
right.
And
so they're going on like a little homecoming trip to be like, look what we made, a baby. And
we
like,
made a baby here.
Ah!
That's crazy.
So it's going to be really cool.
What
are you up to? You're busy.
Dude, I just want to say though, Morocco is so tight.
I know. I've been there once before.
Actually,
I think I went before when I was like a little nugget. I was like a very small baby, so no memories from that trip. But I went when my brother was living there for just a week to visit him.
Damn. I was about to Morocco-splain to you. You were like, this will be my third time.
Well, tell me about you. Where'd you go? What'd you see?
In Morocco?
Yeah.
I went to all of the, you know, all the big cities that have all the different colors. So
tight.
I went to Rabat. I went to Marrakesh, which was maybe my favorite. Although Mekmes and Fez, really great.
Oh my gosh.
The colors, dude.
All of it. The colors, dude. The colors.
The colors. Also, the food is so good.
I love
Middle Eastern and North African food.
Also, like tea. Like tea is very important there.
Yep, yep, yep.
Everybody has like
mint.
Super sweet tea
mint
and
tea.
No one has teeth and it's fine.
And it's chill.
It's totally
fine. And their markets
fine.
Are dope.
Yes. The souk.
Oh my gosh. And the souk and the dogs and cats that just run around.
Yeah.
So many little doggies and kitties.
So many little dogs and cats. And in my brother's village, which I won't get to go hang out in, I'm meeting up with them in the big towns. But there are all these little kids that run around. They're just like feral children that just like run rampant. And it's like uncool to be nice to the kids.
Well, because they ask you for money a lot of times, right?
Well, true.
Especially
but
if you're Western.
But
as
in this
we are.
Like far out village, like they don't so much. Like they're just rowdy. Like my brother was living in this little like region called Tata, and his like little teeny tiny small town. The idea is like there are babies and then there are adults. There isn't really like a transition of like, oh, these are teenagers. It's like you don't pay attention. Like you're an illegitimate human until you're a grown up. So they just like throw rocks at kids.
Jesus.
Just like, that's just the culture. They're just like, whatever, like get a life. And then suddenly they're like of marrying age and they're like, okay, we'll pay attention to you now. We'll be nice to you.
Wow.
So like we looked weird being like, let's play with children. It's like the same as like if we ran outside right now and like played with raccoons. It's like, it looks crazy. It's like, what are you doing? They're a mess.
Why are you feeding your child?
Stop.
Anyway. Take their mouth shut. Okay.
So that's what's up. Like, I'm going to go on a trip and everybody's busy.
That's
so
cool.
We're just going to take a week off.
Just take a moment. Also, I'm going to DC. It's no Morocco, but it's going to be hot, dude. It's going to be swampy.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. So we thought it'd be cool to put together a little playlist of Black and Jewish tunes.
Yeah.
To kind of get you through the next week until we return, you know, refreshed from our travels, ready to like do June right, you know?
Yeah, because we know that you're going to miss us.
We know you're going to miss
us. We know that you miss us.
We're going to miss you too a little bit.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, you don't love what we're doing?
Oh,
you don't want to have some really...
I'm sorry, did you have a lot more?
I just love that we sounded so attractive. I didn't think we'd ever stop.
Oh, man.
Baby voices are funny.
Enjoy this music. We really love you and thank you for, you know, being there with us during these like early, early moments of this podcast.
And then you'll get to be all like, oh, we knew them before they were cool, you know? Like,
yeah.
You know, and that'll be real.
And if there are any songs on this playlist that you're like, oh, I didn't know that song, but I should have or whatever.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Yes.
Share the news.
Yes.
Tell them you heard it here.
You know,
on Learned Up Podcast.
Yep. we want to provide new information. And yeah, my friend let me know that she didn't know that Billy Joel was Jewish.
Huh.
From like one of our last episodes.
Very interesting.
And to that I said, how did you not? Yeah, no, I was like, that's okay. Thank you for telling me. This right. is a safe space.
Also, you didn't want to be like, fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck off and die. My friend today also was like, wait, Paul Simon is Jewish? And I was like, dude, yes.
Get
and
then with I'm, the program.
And then, yeah. And I just feel like, of course. I don't know.
Did you know that Paula Abdul is Jewish?
I didn't. And then I was Googling Jewish musicians and I was like, Paula Abdul?
Yeah, I was like, can't look away from this.
Abdul. Not
Abdul.
Surprising. That's all I'll say.
Both parents.
That's wild.
Both parents.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was just like, after that, I was searching Paula Abdul Black. Like, yeah. Something,
yeah.
right? Yep. No, mm-mm. Not black.
Oh, man. You know who I would be stoked to find out is Jewish?
Who?
Like, at least halfsies? Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't
everybody
that be
wants
everybody. Everyone wants to claim her. Everybody oh, she's wants Mexican. To... oh, she's black. Actually, I think she is half black, right?
I forget, but she is definitely That's... ethnically confusing.
She is, but, and yet... Perfect.
Perfect in every way. We would never want to change you, Mariah.
Please follow Mariah Carey on Instagram. It is a treat. This is a person who, despite being famous, who should have like people doing her Instagram account for her, like Beyonce.
Yeah.
She is so bad at Instagram. She posts like, she breaks all of the rules. She'll post like 5 or 6 Instagrams in a day.
No.
That are all just like different angles of the same picture. It's just her on the same boat. Like turned
what
at a slightly different
doing?
Angle. She's
I'm following her right now.
Follow her right now,
That's
guys.
That's so funny.
Okay, well anyway, I want to do a really quick Jubu, even though we didn't discuss this.
Oh my gosh, do it.
I don't mean to spring this on
That's
you.
That's fine.
But this person's on my playlist, so I just want to say Jack Black, you are my Jubu this week. Didn't realize you were Jewish. You had a goddamn bar mitzvah. Nice
wow.
to meet you. Thank you for coming. Goodbye.
Okay, then I'm just gonna throw out a black. Boo, that just came to me.
Ooh.
Lena Waithe, because Master of None just dropped and I haven't seen a single episode of the new season, but I am positive that she's killing it. I love Lena Waithe so much. She's so cool.
She's great.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Have a great rest of May.
Bye.
Bye.